Chazal or Masak and a bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaTov HaMeitiv, which was said when a person would bring a second type of wine after having a first type of wine to drink. So the fact that we have many different types of wine to drink, Chazal or Masak and a bracha HaTov HaMeitiv. There are many conditions which have to be met in order to be able to say this bracha. So most people end up not saying it because they're not sure whether they're supposed to say it or not. I want to go through some of the points. Well, I do want to point out that Rabbi Yashiv and other Poskim hold that it only doesn't apply if the first drink was grape juice. You make kiddush on grape juice and you bring some wine during the meal, that's not considered two different minim, because it's only, you have one nice type of wine and you have a second nice type of wine, which is better, equal or better. But you have grape juice, that's like whatever, you know. So you wouldn't say it if the first one was grape juice. So for many people, this is really very rarely in the Gaya, that the issue would be a case where you would you start out with a meal with one type of wine, and over the meal you bring the second type of wine. I do want to just point out some of the halachas that get it, that people should be aware that it exists. A toiva meitiv is a toiva for myself and a meitiv is for somebody else. There have to be two people there both drinking of the wine, the first one and the second one. It has to be that both have a right to drink the second one. In other words, it's on the table available for both. You have a bottle of both on the guest, but the bottle's on the table, it's available for both of them to drink. So both have to drink from the first one and the second one. It has to be that you're eating together, you're having a meal together. You're not just having some wine, you're sitting down to a meal, and in the middle of the meal you have to bring the second one, not because you ran out of the first wine, but because you wanted to try a second wine. If you ran out of the first wine, you're bringing the second wine. That's not the special milah of having a different type of wine. The challenging point, which is in halacha, is the issue of das. What was the intention? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, in a case where you had both of them on the table to start with, you do not make a toiva meitiv. The bracha was created in case you had wine number one, and then you decided, okay, let's have a different type of wine. So the extra mile of bringing something else creates a toiva meitiv. But if you start out with both of them on the table, you do not make a toiva meitiv when you switch now to the second wine. Then he adds that he brings from the lechem chamudas, it was in the house at the same time, and you're planning to bring it to the table, that's considered like it's munach on the shulchan, you do not need to not make another bracha of a toiva meitiv. The one case where the Mishnah Berurah seems that you would say a toiva meitiv, and it seems to be a machloikas halacha l'maisa, in a case where you had both on the table to start with. And the situation, you have both on the table to start with. If you change from wine A to wine B, and wine they're equal in chashivas, you say toiva meitiv. You also both on the table, you wouldn't say toiva meitiv. You switch from wine A to wine B, and they're equal, then you say toiva meitiv. If the first wine is less chashiv, the second wine is more chashiv, you say toiva meitiv. Vice versa, the first wine was more chashiv, you went from wine to grape juice, obviously you wouldn't say toiva meitiv. Or wine to a very chashiv wine to a less chashiv wine, you would not say toiva meitiv. You have both on the table, and you use the grape. Let's say you could say on grape juice. You use grape juice to a kiddush, and then you have your maskana d'asi during the meal. You shouldn't have done that. You're supposed to say the bracha on the more kosher wine to start with. But it says if you did do that, you say b'toyva meitiv. So in case you have both on the table, and you make a bracha on the geruah first, which you shouldn't have done, but if you did that, and then you make a bracha later, you want to drink later on from the kosher, then you say b'toyva meitiv. Because that switch from geruah to chashiv, so Rav Scheinberg says that's pshat how to answer the theorem in the two sifim in Shulchan Aruch, that in a case where it wasn't from geruah to chashiv, so the fact that you're planning to drink it, you don't make a toiva meitiv. It went from geruah to chashiv, which you shouldn't have done that, it was both on the table, then, however, you would make a toiva meitiv. Other persons say disagree with that, so the mice, any situation when you're planning to drink both wines, you don't say toiva meitiv. So where's the scenario where you would end up saying a toiva meitiv, l'halacha l'maisa? You were planning to drink it, but it wasn't there in the house yet. Your neighbor was bringing it, somebody was bringing it to you during the middle of the meal. You know, somebody's coming to the purpose, so he's bringing another type of wine, you're planning to drink it, but it wasn't there yet. Then when you come in with the second type of wine, you would say a toiva meitiv. And that's basically the only case where halacha l'maisa, you end up with a toiva meitiv. Just want to point out a few things that please remember to take your tefillin home. And we will, Be'ez Hashem, next week we will learn the halachas, start with the halachas of Chanukah. For about 2 weeks we'll have to Chanukah, go to the halachas of Chanukah, and then we'll go back to Hilchos Brachos, and everybody should have a nice weekend.
It will be a shmooze at 5 to 9 in a small basement.